Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great, great program lined up for you today. Happy Monday. Welcome. It's so nice to have you with me, and I so appreciate it. Bottom of hour number two, Daniel Greenfield is with us, the Shulman Institute. This guy is incredible. If you're not signed up to get Daniel Greenfield's blog and get it delivered into your email, man, you are so missing out. We're going to talk about power is on the side of the killers and not the victims. And also give you some background on the bathroom harassment of Senator Sinema. And you'd be surprised which billionaires paid for that. We'll talk to Daniel about that coming up bottom of hour number two. Wayne Allen Root joins us top of the next hour. And Wayne's got a great new book out, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. We're going to talk to him about that book and about why Trump matters. Bring that up with Wayne coming up top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, David Horowitz is with us. Did you know that there are NBA players right now that have just recently been indicted? 18 ex-NBA players charged in a $3.9 million benefits scheme. Gee, I wonder if that money might have helped some of the black neighborhoods that they've been protesting about and, you know, telling us how evil white Americans are. But yeah, we'll just steal $3.8 million from them and, you know, not a big deal. We'll talk about David. Talk to David about that. He's got a brand new book out, by the way, that addresses that issue. We'll talk with him about it. It is called I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. David Horowitz joins us bottom of the hour. Join me now, though, my good friend and the leader of the Daily Torch and Americans for Limited Government, Mr. Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Pastor Greg. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Good.
Is it okay to...
No, we usually start our Monday... Yeah, it's okay to be wonderful. It's great to be wonderful. We normally can start our Mondays off because... And all the listeners want to know this. How was your weekend?
Oh, man. My weekend was absolutely incredible. We celebrated my wife's birthday yesterday. So that was very special. The whole family went out and we did that. But I know to which you are referring. You're talking about maybe something happening in India. And of course, there was something that happened in India. We had a meeting with our pastors. We had 70 of our pastors that came God gave me a new word to give them and a new teaching for them, something that would help them in relation to the oppression that they battle. And so we were able to bless them. I brought a teaching to them. And here's the report. Dear Pastor Greg, we thank and praise God that we had a blessed pastor's meeting where more than 70 pastors came and were blessed with the Word of God and got new teaching after the meeting. Pastors were helped financially. We thank you for prayers and support for the pastors. Pastors needed such powerful teaching, and they got new revelation in this meeting. We all prayed for you, the family, and the radio ministry, and three pastors were instantly healed of dengue fever at the meeting. So we praise God for that. Wow. And if you'd like to support, check us out. We got a brand new site up that is specifically about our India missions and ministry, and we keep adding to it regularly. It's CG4i.com. CG4i.com. ChosenGenerationForIndia.com. And hey, folks, that's everybody listening today. Because India is not only critical in the saving of souls, which is really important, Rick, but also India is critical strategically. We've only really got a couple of allies left. The UK, sadly, has gone over to mass progressivism. Even in this Brexit thing that happened, they've been taken over by Islam. Is what's happened in the UK. And so you've got India, and you've got Japan, and you've got the United States, and then you've got the CCP taking over just about everything else. And they've declared war on us, Rick. They really have.
Yeah, it's pretty not frightening, but just sobering that how isolated we now are. And it's a self-isolation because, truth be told, Great Britain came here 2 weeks ago, three or four weeks ago, and they need a trade deal. And Biden basically said, you know, get behind me. We're not doing that. And as a result, it was all over Northern Ireland. And it's just one of those things where Great Britain is fully woke. They're conservative. You know, the Tories would be in alignment with AOC on a lot of things. And but the fact is, because of Brexit, they're isolated in the world. And this was a great opportunity for us to be
absolutely
to really create a post across Atlantic alliance that's very strong based on trade. And Biden's just basically turning his back on the Western world.
Of course. Yep. Well, and you know, we're today, of course, is Columbus Day, and you know, that has been absolutely, I mean, over the last 10 years in particular, going back to you know, Clinton a little bit, but it really got blasted during the Obama administration. And our good friend Bill Federer has written an incredible article. I'm going to get that article up, actually, in the blog section of ChildrenGenerationRadio.com. But, you know, there's a reason why Columbus was sailing the ocean blue. And it's the same enemy, by the way, that we're facing today. And, of course, the Biden administration continues to allow infiltration. That's why I know Phil Haney was murdered. My friend Phil Haney was murdered because he was going to come back into DHS, and he was going to expose all of these deeply seated Muslim Islamic operatives that are there to tear down America. And he was going to expose them, and they had to kill him. And it's interesting because now, Rick, there's been no movement on his investigation at all. The family has heard nothing. All his computers, all his phones, including the trailer that he used to live in, all of his possessions were confiscated by the FBI. And yet the FBI won't respond, and Amador Valley sheriffs are saying, we don't know anything. And it's just it's an atrocity. I'm in regular contact with the family, and they are just, you know, doing their very best to pray and stay strong. But when you get onto this topic, it's devastating that Phil was murdered, and everyone has abandoned him. Everyone has abandoned him. Nobody wants to talk about it, Rick. Nobody.
It's one of the true, talk about sobering stories. For people who don't know, Bill Haney was a DHS whistleblower. He exposed that what Hillary Clinton was doing was the people she was tied in with in the Muslim world were the worst of the Islamists who were seeking to destroy our country. Through the ties between some of the Islamic mosques in the Middle East and various mosques here domestically. And he got fired for it, essentially. And he had the audacity of saying, wait a second, these guys aren't on our side. And it's and so he got fired for it, and we had a big fight over it. And,
10 years, by the way. It wasn't just a little thing. They went after him and tried to destroy him, and he fought them for 10 years and won. And then that's when they said, oh, okay, well, since you've won, now we're going to kill you. And they did. They murdered him.
I think that's very few people commit suicide with a rifle.
Very few people commit suicide by shooting themselves in the chest, for goodness sake. That's, hello.
That's a, yeah. So anyway, that's a,
yeah. Sad
I am,
story.
It is a sad story, and it's, I have a feeling that this story hasn't completely, until justice is done, the story's not over. So, and in this
Absolutely.
Case, justice has not been done, so we have to continue being diligent.
Yes.
Where you were going to go on the kind of the Bill Federer story is it brings up something really, really interesting. And that is that, and you started talking about this, but Christopher Columbus had a couple of things that kind of got him going. Okay. Number one, we all know about King Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand and Isabella, right? But we don't realize that King Ferdinand and Isabella consolidated Spain, finally threw the Moors, the Muslims, out of Spain. And after 700 years, threw the Muslims out of Spain. So so they're sitting there. It's 1492. They've unified Spain. They've thrown the Muslim invaders who've been there since 700 AD, 800 AD or so, and threw them out. And so Christopher Columbus comes to them and says, you know, we can't get to China and to India because we have to go through Constantinople, which fell shortly before that. And so it's to Muslims. And so let's try to find a trade route that's by sea. And they have the trade route that was south around the Cape of Good Hope down in the south of Africa, but that was an extraordinarily long voyage. And so they said, well, what if we head due west and see what happens, if we can get there faster. Well, it turned out not to be that quick of a trade route, but that's how we bumped into the United States, and we bumped into America, or North America, an island in Bahamas. And it was because he was seeking to find an alternative to a trade route that the Muslims had effectively blocked.
And folks, so, you know, what you don't hear about, you know, you don't hear about how they murdered millions to topple Constantinople. You don't hear about the bloody things. You don't hear about the fact that they were destroying Christian monuments all along the way, Christian churches, killing bishops. You don't hear that it was the popes that raised up armies to stop the Islamic invasion. No. We hear that the Crusades were bad, that Christians were bad, and they're the problem. It's a lie. It's a lie, and you should know that. Back with more after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930. 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. And we're talking about Columbus Day. And you know, Rick, we are fighting the same fight. See, a lot of people, I had a gunny sergeant on my show a number of years back. And we were talking about, this was back during the time that the rise of ISIS, right, was going on. And I was talking about how the Obama administration did, in fact, arm ISIS, and they were about to drop our troops in between ISIS and Assad, right? They were going to put our troops right in the middle of two warring factions, that they would have had a battle on both sides. Thankfully, that didn't happen. But I was, you know, talking to this gunny sergeant about it, and they were saying, no, we didn't, you know, arm them, da-da-da-da-da, and Islam's not the problem. And I was like, okay, do you know why you sing from the shores of Tripoli? You're a Marine. Do you know what that's about? Well, of course, that was to return Tripoli to the King of Tripoli. I was like... stop again. You say that again. Tripoli was about the Barbary pirates. And by the way, we're the only ones in the world that refer to them as the Barbary pirates. Every other nation in the world calls them Islamic jihadists. Every other country. But America changed it to Barbary pirates to hide that because, well, you know, I don't know why. Anyway, actually, I think I did know why, but I forgot. The point of it is, Rick, is that we fought the war in Tripoli to stop the Islamists from killing our ship crews, taking them hostage and stealing all of our merchandise. That's why we fought that war. Go ahead. I know please go right ahead. Brother.
Well, and they were asking for a tribute that was in terms of basically ransom to get our sailors back, that were levels that were beyond our treasury's capacity to do. So Thomas Jefferson, hardly an interventionist, said, you know, we're gonna take care of you, and he sent the Marines and took him out. That's the reality. That's the start of the Marine Corps, and that was a and hence why they recognize it has nothing to do nothing to do with returning the king to Tripoli, the king of Tripoli. It had to do with free passage in the seas, and the Islamists who were basically controlling the trade routes, controlling the seas, were engaged in warfare against all maritime trade. So Jefferson said, not on my watch, and then he wiped them out. That's what happened.
Well, and something else to add to that is that in Islam, they believe that if a nation is giving them tribute, that nation's been conquered. And a lot of people point to the Adams and Jefferson Treaty that was signed years before this as evidence that we're not a Christian nation because they signed a treaty that said that we weren't. The only reason that happened, folks, is because the Islamists have been doing this, and we were a young nation that had just come out of a war with Britain, and Adams understood that the people of the United States were not prepared for another announcement of war. And so to prevent that, Jefferson, in studying Islam, went to the people there that he could talk to and said, how do we make this stop? And they said, just say you're not a Christian nation in the treaty, because they can't make a treaty with a Christian nation. That's it. That's the whole deal. It had nothing to do with we're not a Christian nation. It had to do with trying to make peace when our nation wasn't prepared to go to war. And years later, as Rick just told you, war happened and we won. And we've been fighting Islam ever since. Back with more.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month?
Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.